Hello, everybody. This is Mia, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Matter of Fact. Once again, we are back with Megan.
Megan.
And Charlie.
Megan.
It's going to be the three of us today. Alexia is not feeling too well, so we're just going to, you know, have Alexia here in spirit. As always, we start off our show with No More Like That by EF1. And today we actually have a theme for our show. So if you guess the theme, please feel free to call in, at our last talk break, to guess the theme of the show. It may or may not be obvious, but we'll see if you can get it. Right now we're listening to Cover Me Slowly by Deer Hunter. Coming up next, we got Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon, Mariposa Technicolor by Fito Páez, and then Your Cat Don't Stand a Chance by Mustard Service. Exciting. Right, Megan?
Riveting.
Riveting?
Yes. I think this theme is very guessable.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so, if you're paying attention.
If you are paying attention, which we hope that you are paying attention to what's happening.
You know, sometimes you put radio on the background.
Yeah, this is true. But, it would be fun if you guys played along.
Please call us, we're lonely.
Yeah, feel free to call in. 855-915-9636. It'll be a fun, very fun show if you guys call in. We can chat about anything that's going on.
Tell us about your Valentine's Day.
Tell us about your Valentine's Day. That did happen last week. This is true. Tell us about your week. What's going on?
Anybody go skiing?
Anybody go skiing?
I know quite a few people.
Oh, we'll talk about that more later. You ready? You ready for the record? Yeah. All right, we're gonna see you guys in a bit.
Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Werewolves. a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Thank you.
All right. We have a very interesting segment right now. It is an unboxing segment.
Oh my gosh, unboxing video.
Well, Charlie, will you tell us about the box, please? Will you tell us about the box before you unbox it, though?
My parents sent me a package from Hudson River Foods Dancing Deer Baking Company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's in here.
So we gotta get the mic on it.
I feel like it's close enough. Otherwise,
you think it's close?
Oh my god, this is so.
Wait.
Okay, be gentle.
Uh huh.
Oh my god. Careful.
Okay. Unbox. What is it?
There's
some
another
sort
box.
Of a box.
Okay. It's a box in a box.
It's a prettier box though.
Okay. What we need to describe this to the
There's
listeners.
Like cars,
stick figures.
Yeah, okay. Stick figure drawn at cars and cities and buildings. Wait, it's cute packaging.
Wow.
There's
wow,
brownies.
There's cool brownies.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wow. So we've got a chocolate chunk brownie.
Thank you for that ASMR.
And more chocolate chunk brownies.
Wow. Apparently,
well, we know this. Charlie's a big fan of brownies.
This is true. That's awesome.
Those
That's a
delicious.
Great snack.
Thanks, Mom.
Too bad we can't open those up right now and just devour them.
No food in the studio.
No food in the studio. Maybe later.
It's kind of nice.
But okay, can we talk about how everybody went skiing this weekend? You went skiing. Pearl, our other housemate, went skiing.
I did go.
And this girl that in my class, she was like, I went skiing this weekend. I was like,
it's
cool.
School vacation week for like high
oh,
schoolers.
True. It is February break.
I don't know.
I didn't have work this week.
And yeah. I don't know if that had anything to do with
true.
It. February apparently is the best month for skiing
my mom
doesn't statistically.
Have school.
True.
Oh yeah, teachers.
She's in South Carolina.
This
Ooh,
is true.
I was wondering how your parents were going on so many trips.
School vacation.
That answered my question.
February break.
The That's mountain it. That I went to wasn't that packed though, which I was kind of surprised.
What was it called?
Wachusett.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool. But yeah, February break is such an unknown concept to me because I only have spring break in Florida.
You didn't have a winter break?
Well,
I mean,
winter break and like 2 weeks of in December, like December to January, and then spring break, and that's it.
Well, you must have been jealous of us up north.
I did not know that this existed until I came
oh
up
my
here.
Gosh.
I didn't know it was a thing.
It's like a staple around here because I feel like February was one of the hardest months.
Yeah, that's exactly why there's a
Definitely.
Break.
Definitely. And they also would never get rid of April break because the first day of April break is like.
There's April break?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like...
Oh, is it spring break?
It's spring break,
oh,
yeah.
It's the day of, like, the Lexington and Concord battles. So it's Patriots Day. A Massachusetts
yeah.
state holiday.
Wow. Wow.
April that's, Fool's Day.
That's crazy.
April Fool's Day. We got school off.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. gotcha. April Fool's Day.
Okay. Once again, we just listened to Your Cat Don't Stand a Chance by Mustard Service. Coming up next, we got White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane, and then Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus. And then after that, we'll be at our other talk break. But yeah, going back to February break, it's crazy. So all the kids that I teach at the MFA are like, yeah, I'm going on vacation to the beach this week. Which is like awesome, like good for them.
Well,
they have to get out of this depressing cold.
Yeah, for you, you were already at the beach.
Yeah.
So I was like,
Yeah, that was
still,
that.
I felt like it was needed, but maybe that's just because I was used to it.
February break.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Did I don't you guys know. Have like a standardized test in Florida?
Yeah, the Florida Standardized Assessments, the FSAs.
Okay, so like that's your version of MCAS here?
I guess so.
Yeah, we had that in March, so the February break was like a nice little break before MCAS.
No, ours was like after spring break.
Whoa.
Yeah, so we had to
Ew.
Study during spring break.
We did not study for the MCAS. Yeah, at least I didn't.
Yeah, a big part of MCAS is that like you weren't supposed to study, I think.
Really?
It's just supposed
to just kind of do it and good luck.
Yeah, it's like more like broad knowledge, like how your teachers are teaching you.
Wow.
Kind of thing.
That's very
interesting. I got a perfect score on the MCAS 3 times.
On all sections?
Once on for each of the different types.
Wow.
So not all at once, though?
Not all at once. This is across my entire schooling career.
That's crazy. That's insane.
That's great.
I was
really proud of you.
I was talking about the SATs the other day with in class on Thursday, and everybody was like, oh my god, I did so bad. I got like a 1400, and I was like, oh, I am not even going to reveal my test grade.
Dude.
Because it was terrible.
I took the SAT once and done.
Really? I took it twice.
Not because it was like some amazing score, just because I was like...
I took it twice because I had the opportunity to super score.
Whoa!
Like you can take it once for like the reading section and once for the math section and then like super score the scores. I'm not going to reveal what I got though.
No, that's confidential.
I took
I'll reveal it
the SAT once.
What'd you get?
And I took the ACT once. But the SAT, I took it on the day after they kicked us all out of school for coronavirus.
So
we knew we weren't coming back to school. But we all still came and took the SAT.
Wow.
So it was just such weird vibes.
Yeah. That was a weird loophole.
That
because
was
a bunch
loophole.
Of colleges, like...
Just like, Tufts was like, no SATs. All that beautiful. I'll still take them just in case...
I didn't submit mine to Northeastern at all.
You didn't?
No.
Wow.
You could, but you didn't have to.
Yeah,
I wouldn't hurt you.
I think
I
submitted.
I did
but
not.
But I'm not sure if
I can't,
I did. It was so long ago.
They probably would have seen it and been like, never mind. It was very bad. But anyways, we are in the middle of our next song, so let's finish listening to this one, the next one, and we'll be back for some more talking.
Just begin to fall.
So we actually signed on to College Board.
So Mia got a 0 on the SAT.
So that's what we have learned. Guys, I'll reveal. Ready? And 1,000. And then a 1080 and then a 1050 on the third try.
1,000 out of 1,000, dude. Tufts really is gonna hear this and they're gonna be like, you actually don't go here anymore.
Okay, Charlie, you... How much?
I took the SAT and I got a 1410 and I got a 32 on the ACT.
That's pretty good.
Big baller brand.
Yeah. Megan, are you signing on to College Board?
I don't remember my password, honestly. Oh, I'm trying like every password that I've ever had.
It just feels like, again, back to the conversation of time. It just feels like so long ago. This was 4 years ago, guys. Four years ago to me.
I like.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I just, taking the SAT was just, it's such a foreign concept now. And it was such a big part of my life at like one point in time.
Yeah.
Really, like, really odd.
Like the concept of taking tests in college, like I feel like, I mean, obviously there are final exams and everything, but this was something else. This was like our future depended on it.
Yeah, definitely the most high pressure test I've ever taken.
That was terrible. Well, aside from like, at least for me, like preparing my portfolio.
Oh yeah.
That was intense because I decided to redo my entire portfolio, my senior year of high school for colleges. While people were still working on their body of work. And I redid my entire thing. And it was kind of like a situation where it was either it's good or I totally messed up and I should have continued doing what I was doing. And it turned out well.
Yeah, it paid off.
It paid off. And I guess it paved the way to the stuff that I'm doing now and like the body of work that I'm developing and the concepts that I'm working on now.
Did everyone from your school make a portfolio since it was like an arts?
Yeah, we all had a portfolio at the end of high school. A lot of people ended up going to art school. Like, we were 23 of us of the art students, and probably 16, 17 of us went to our college. And then there were the rest that kind of did either pre-med or other stuff.
I just remember Alexia talking about their portfolio, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean you're sending this to college? Like,
what do you mean?
I'm like, what about, like... I was just so confused, and then I finally, I was like, oh,
yeah,
For art school. I remember when my sister Katie was going to school or like applying to school, she had to go to acting auditions. That's crazy. That was a whole nother process.
That's insane.
So like high pressure. Like,
like, no, dude, it's a whole other world. Like a lot of my, since I went to an art high school, I had a lot of friends who, you know, were actors / musicians / or other like dancers and stuff. That's a whole other world because that's like screenings, pre-screenings, screenings, yes. Auditions, and then, like, and then you travel and go audition, and then you have to go again if they
so
want to call back.
So many road trips. There was one where we got all the way there. I think it was Skidmore College.
Oh, and then Skidmore. My sister wants to like go there.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, Katie was like...
Oh, that's one of the interests. But anyways.
Uh-huh. She was really stressed about this audition. I think it was Skidmore, but maybe it's not.
The one in New York.
Yeah. And we got all the way there, and then we decided as a collective family unit that it was not worth her auditioning because she was so stressed and she didn't really want to go there anyway, so then we just drove back.
What? so you just left the audition?
Yeah, we just left. I mean, I think it was...
That's outside.
That is outside. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, I did not remember this part of the song. Bless you. But uh-huh.
I mean,
so you just drove back. That's crazy.
Yeah, we would try to cluster them, or she would. Sometimes I would tag along on these little road trips.
That's
road
cool.
Trips. I love road trips.
I also remember like when people were traveling to visit colleges.
Yeah.
Well, it was also during COVID.
Yeah.
I didn't visit Tufts until I got accepted.
Were and you committed was, already or no?
Until I was committed.
Oh, boy.
I was committed, and I said, I committed. No. I got in. No. Wait. No, I committed, and then we came to visit. Like a weekend, my parents, my sister, and I, we traveled, and we.
That is scary.
They bought me the hoodie, and here I am. Here we are.
Oh my god. I did not formally visit Northeastern.
Well, but also it's like you live 20 minutes away from Northeastern.
This is true.
I live 24 hours away from Boston in car from Miami. Lived.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I hated Northeastern. You love Tufts, so I mean.
Charlie, did you visit Tufts before?
I had been briefly, like pretty much just drove through. Since it was COVID, there was not really anything. I got a brief tour by a friend who had graduated from my high school the year before, and it was his third day here. It was orientation
wow.
week. So he was like, I think that's what this building is. I think this is down here.
That's really funny, actually. We, like, drove through UVM, too.
Which one? Really Vermont?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That was one of my top places wow. as well.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Imagine how much different I'd be if I went to UVM.
I don't think we'd be living together.
Probably not.
I don't think
I actually considered transferring to UVM instead of living with you guys.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what if I just transferred again?
And then you lived with us instead.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'll just do a different change.
Wow. Well, I'm very grateful that you're here, Megan.
Thank you. Me too.
All right, I just wanted to announce the next couple of songs. We got I Want to Be Your Dog by the Stooges. Then we got Human Fly by the Cramps, another vinyl that Charlie will help me set up. Then we got Rock Lobster by the B-52s, and then will be our following talk break. But we still got some time to chat while the song ends.
What
you got on your mind? You said so like. I know there's something up there.
So like, no thoughts. Charlie, right. You say something.
Sorry, I checked out for a second.
Clearly,
it's okay. We're gonna be listening to our next song. So we'll see you guys in a bit.
6 eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane, and I don't like a ride, so push the best aside, and baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare, cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. We'll be right back.
All right, Megan, I believe it is about that time.
Oh. Okay, here's the pen. Oh, come on. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Thank you, Meg.
I don't know why that was chosen.
That was chosen for a particular reason.
Listen.
And you know the reason. And Charlie
just
knows
give
the reason as well.
Reason.
Karaoke one.
Oh, right now.
Right now? Go for it.
No, I just did my part.
Want me to?
No. Turn your mic back on.
All right, so we just listened to Rock Lobster by the B-52s. Right now we're listening to Fire Sweet by Doves. Then coming up next, we got Animal by Sir Chloe, and then Meadowlarks by Fleet Foxes. Animal is your pick, Megan.
Yes.
And Meadowlarks is our housemate Pearl's pick, which was very sweet. Very, very fun that Pearl also got to be a part of the playlist today.
Yes. Sir Chloe. You listen to Sir Chloe?
Yeah. Not too much, but I know. So there's this band in Miami called Du Visage, which we've played on the show before. They're opening up for Sir Chloe on tour.
Oh.
On East Coast, I believe. I could be wrong, but actually, a couple bands from Miami have opened up for her before. Like, this artist Mila de Grey. She sounds a lot like Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie. She sounds a lot like she sounds a lot like Biba Doobie. She's really good. She's pretty good. She opened up for Sir Chloe, I believe, 2 years ago, year and a half ago on tour.
Okay, yeah, I did not start listening to Sir Chloe until like last year.
Really? Yeah. What got you into Sir Chloe?
A particular person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
Not a nice person.
Oh, never mind. Let's keep it moving.
That's okay. People come and go, you know.
People do come and go. Yeah, but Sir Chloe's good. I have her on a couple of my playlists, but I guess I don't really listen to her that much.
Charlie, why are you being so quiet?
He's preparing for his show.
Come and talk to us, please.
I'm getting a little tired.
No. Your show's after this. You gotta stay alert.
Yeah, we still have another hour of this.
We
so
do.
Keep listening, guys.
Yeah, we'll be around for another hour.
You can't keep the people awake if you're not even awake.
Yeah, I guess.
Riddle me that.
riddle me this.
Did a lot of sleeping today.
Yeah.
Can't wait to do some more. Thank God I don't have to wake up early again any more days this week, because
true,
strangely, if you are a Tufts student, this is very important news. Thursday doesn't exist this week. Thursday is Monday, so consider that.
And then coming up in April, I think we have like a day where we don't have classes, but I believe it's makeup day for the snowstorm.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, my teacher mentioned it in class today.
But what are we in middle school, where they like add on snow days to the end of the year?
I don't know. Never happened to me. Oh, hurricane days did happen. Like a week or so.
Wait, I thought hurricane season was like in the summer. Is it spring too?
It's.
Or all the season? Oh, okay.
All right. Well, here's Sir Chloe. We'll come back to you guys in a couple songs, and feel free to call in and guess the theme at 855-915-9636. I almost said 5. 9636. All right. See you guys.
Should've known better. I tried to stay cool. Make me behave like an animal.
Okay, if you have been listening this far, then you probably have maybe picked up on our theme for this evening.
I know some of you have.
We know some of you have, yes. So if you would like to guess the theme on air, please call in to 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
We're friendly.
We're very, very, very friendly. It would be very fun for you guys to guess the theme on air with us right now. You have a couple minutes to call in. and guess the theme on air right now.
Right now.
With us right here.
Who are very friendly.
We are very friendly.
And will be very welcoming and non-judgmental if you do get the theme wrong.
Yeah.
Which, maybe you won't. And I know some of you already know it, so.
This is true. We know that Megan's mom.
My mom. Call in
Megan,
right now.
Megan's mom.
Mia's dad. Mia's.
My dad.
Mia's dad.
9855-915-9636. Megan's mom. My dad. Who's going to call in first?
Who's not going to be my mom, that's for sure.
I don't know. I think it was pretty straightforward-ish theme.
Yeah, very right. Guessable.
Pretty guessable.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty friendly. Audio, listener friendly theme.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't my theme. It was Alexia's theme. Alexia picked it out for today.
Aw.
Yeah. Fortunately, again, they cannot be here. But hopefully next week they will be.
They're leaving us hanging, Mia.
I know. But they're they're going through some stuff.
Oh, I mean the callers who are not calling.
Yes.
They
I thought you meant
Alexa.
I was like, oh yeah, the callers who are not calling are leaving us hanging. Oh, there's a caller. There's a caller.
OMG.
Oh, it's my dad.
Spoiler alert.
Hello. Who is this? Hello.
Can you hear it?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yes. Hello.
How are you? Hola, papi.
Yes. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. How is everyone doing?
How's everyone doing?
Good. We're all sleepy, it seems.
Yeah, a little bit sleepy.
Why? Is it Monday? No.
I think it was because this has just been a weird week of classes, no classes, slow classes, weird weekend, no work, a lot of work,
weird
no work.
Weird schedule, not a lot of discipline, at least on my end. I can't speak for other people.
Yeah, well, you called in because you were going to guess the theme.
Oh, yeah, I have seconds to say starts with an A, ends with an S, and in between it's
Nimmo. ding,
really?
Ding. Good
no,
job.
Yes, it was.
Ding, ding, as in ding, 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 like correct.
Yeah, I love the music, love the playlist, love the songs, and great songs about animals.
Yeah.
Very kind of you.
Thank you very much, Poppy. You are still awake for the next hour, keep tuning in for Charlie's show.
I will do.
Awesome. We'll be here. Thank you for calling in and guessing.
All right. Love you guys.
Tamo, papi.
You. We
Bye.
Miss you.
Tamo, my amor. Love you.
Ciao, papi.
Bye, Megan.
Bye.
Well, that was the theme, guys.
Starts with an A, ends with an S. Nimbles.
In the middle. Well, this has been Matter of Fact, and you are listening to 91.5 WFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio with Mia, Megan, and Charlie. Tune back in next week, same time, same place. And thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
See y'all.